This is a very, very, you have to know a lot of different sugyas for this sif. It's very geshmak a sif. So it says like this, Im tochav hakaf bakadera shnei pa'amim veloi noida bintayim tzorech shnei pa'amim shishim. Listen to this halacha. You have a chalant and you take a milchik, a spoon, and you stick it into the chalant. So how much do you need in the chalant to make sure it's okay? 60 times the volume of the spoon, right? Because you assume all the milk that was in the spoon came out in the chalant. So you need in the chalant that it should be 60 times the volume of the spoon. Yeah? Okay. Then you take it out, and then you stick it back in. If no one's looking, maybe you licked it off and stuck it back in. Right? So you stuck it back in. Okay, very good. So now, Zokta Shulchan Aruch, if you did not you didn't realize there was milchik in between, so you stuck it in twice without realizing in between, the halacha is now that you need two times the volume of the spoon. Two times 60, 120 times the volume of the spoon. Shnei pa'amim shishim. Why? Because every time you stick it in, you need 60 times the volume of the spoon.
Doesn't it get reset after the first fifth?
So what do you mean reset?
And then it's a new sugya.
Well, first of all, tell me you didn't realize in between, so it's not a new sugya, but there's a very fundamental question here, why this doesn't seem to make any sense, which is, what are you concerned with, that all the milk in the spoon came out? So there's only a certain amount of milk in the spoon, so you could stick it in a million times, it's still the same milk in the spoon that's coming out. So why in the world would you need 60 times? It's not a halacha, we give you a knas, 39 malkas. You need every time you stick it in another 60. 60, it doesn't make sense, right? It's all about flavor. So where in the world would it come to, how would you explain why do you need 60 times the twice the volume of the spoon? Okay, that's question number one. Question number two, what's the difference if you were noida or loy noida? Why is it only true if you did not know in between? As if to say, if you, man, this is a milchik spoon. And then 5 minutes later, you go back to the counter and stick it in again. Right? So now, all of a sudden, no. Then you only need one time 60. You don't need twice 60. What's the difference if you knew or you didn't know? Okay? And then the Rama argues, v'yashermin desagi b'pam achas shishim. Another question, what's the machlokes between Machaber and the Rama? The Rama argues on this din. Third question, is this only true if you did it twice? Well, what about if you did it three times? Do you now need a three times 60? It's like you get an aliyah, three times chai, four times chai. What? Every time you stick it in, now you need another time? Right? Or no, the Shulchan Aruch said twice, it's twice. Fourth question, is this true by food also? Shulchan Aruch talks in Sariches. What happens if this didn't happen with a spoon? It happened with a piece of food. You took a piece of meat, stuck it into a pot of milk, and then you took out the piece of meat and stuck it back in. Now do you need 120 times the kazaisim of the milk? So let's go one at a time. You need to know, like, so many yisoidos to understand this sif, it's geshmak. I think we may be there, hopefully, to understand the basics of the sif, okay? So the first thing is that when you stick it in the first time, what are we concerned with? That the milk came out and asered the chalant. So you need 60 times the volume of the milk. But as we always said, it's a two-way street, right? So the milk went out of the spoon into the chalant, but the chalant went into the spoon now, right? Now, the chalant that went into the spoon, those chalant bliyas that are in the spoon, assuming some of the milk stayed behind, now became chanan of basa b'chalav. Right? Because now inside the spoon, they're basa b'chalav. The chalant itself is basa b'chalav. Now, when does that take place? If you remember what we learned last time. Okay, well that's before we do. So the chalant in the spoon becomes basa b'chalav. Now that you stick it back in, now treif chalant is going into the kosher chalant, because now the flavor of the chalant that went into the spoon became treif for chalant, became basa b'chalav, and that's going in. So now you have two kazaisim of iser in this chalant. You have one kazayis of chalav, of milk in the chalant, and you have another kazayis of treif basa b'chalav chalant. So now you have two kazaisim of iser, So now you need 120 times the two kazesim of Isser in the that fell into the chalent.
And you shouldn't need shish negative the whole food, because if you're going to assume that all the kazesim of milk came out, then you
won't have to. You should need twice 59, you're saying.
Or one time 59.
Right, right. Well, so we're machmer both ways, because we don't know. But yeah. No. Technically.
It can't be that the first time, not all 60 came out.
Right. You need to be choshesh that connect the 159th stayed behind. So technically, you want to know what happens if you add. We're talking about it's real milk. It was used within 24 hours for milk.
So what's that?
You know.
Practically, doesn't
matter. No, I mean you're right. I mean technically, you shouldn't need that. Now, there's another massive question on there, okay? So that's the lomdi. You hear the lomdi? So you have now two Easterim coming in. Now, there's a massive question on this. Chelev and dam. Right, exactly. So the question on this is that l'chayra, halach is like this. Let's say fashions Easterim Mevatlin says that. So let's say you have a pot of 59 zesim of gishmak of vegetable soup. 59 kazesim, butternut squash soup, whatever. You have good soup in there. And now you stick in one zayis of, the way the poskim say it is chalev, and one kazayis of dam. Chalev also fats, and one kazayis of congealed, of like a block of dam. Okay, blood. And went in. So now do you need 120 times, because you have two kazesim of viser there. You have a kazayis of chaylev, a kazayis of dam. You have two kazayis of viser falling into the vegetable soup. So now, technically, you should require 120 in the vegetable soup against the isurim. The answer is no. Not only don't you require 120, you don't even require 60. It's really 59 is enough. Why? Because think about it. Against the kazayis of dam, you have 60 because you have 59 kazayis of vegetable soup plus kazayis of chaylev. And connected the kazayis of chaylev, you have 60 kazayisim, one dam, and they don't taste the same. So the chalev and the dam don't team up because they don't really taste the same. So therefore, the chalev can fight against the dam and the dam can fight against the chalev. And as long as you have 59 zesim of heter, so now you have 60 total against each iser. So that's called isurim mevatlim zezeh. So frekta prima gadim over here, right away in the Mishpat Zav Beis, he says, I don't understand this halacha because you have a kazayis of milk that fell in, and you have a kazayis of treif basa b'chalav that fell in, of chant. But those isurim should be mevatel zazeh. I see what I'm looking. So here, it's in the Mishpat Zav, a base, and he says, v'toichin kavanos, v'tekan yefshol lovel v'nezem, v'in tam basa b'chalav shalom, v'havakum isurim mevatel zazeh. And that's why it's dafka by Noida, but the question is, even by Noida, what's the pshat? So they say that the pshat is, it's also in the Shifsei Das over here in Dalet, which is a long Shifsei Das there, but it's hard to understand exactly. Yeah, I'm gonna say in the Shifsei Das Dalet, when he brings down from the Aruch Lashach. So he said, the boss of Bechal of Shem Echadu. So I don't really understand that so well.
You have to say that, because every time I have 1 ounce of boss of Bechal going into 59 ounces of vegetable soup. The
basar
that's there and the chalav that's there
don't taste the same.
It's one new iser. So
I know, but
so if here I have basar b'chalav that's predominantly milk, and I have basar b'chalav that's predominantly meat, and they fall into the pot together.
I get that. That's good. But the problem is the milk that came out first is not basar b'chalav yet. It's still chalav floating around in the pot. It's only going to become basar b'chalav if it's not 60. That's my question on this. The chalav in the spoon is not basar b'chalav. It's kosher milk. So that kosher milk is going to become basar b'chalav if there's no 60. So you can't use basar b'chalav to mevatel that? I guess not, because it tastes the same as the milk. Well, it's still going to taste the whole. You'll be able to taste the whole basar b'chalav together in the soup. That's what you're saying. Right, okay. Al kopanim, so this is the lamdisk what's going on over here, and there's no problem of isur mevatel zedze. So now you need 120 zesim if you stick the spoon in twice. Let's ask a few questions. Kedarka shel Torah, you're supposed to ask questions and everything. Okay? So question number one. Frecht the Prima Gadim in ice in this whole long Sifsei Das Dalit, Prima Gadim asks a question. So why does it the Dafka when you took it out and stuck it back in? Let's say I left a spoon in there for 5 minutes. Probably the same thing occurs, right? Right? The milk went out, asered. Okay, now the spoon is sitting there. It's empty because all the milk went out, or 59 parts of the milk went out. Now, chalon goes in and will come out again. So the same thing happens whether you took the spoon out or you didn't take the spoon out. So why does it dafka by two techivos? So the answer to that is, we've already said multiple times, that there's a concept that the bliyas that go into a spoon cannot become usser independently of the food in the pot, because it's called mekusher. It's one unit. So the milk goes out, fine. But the cholent, or the chicken soup that goes into that spoon, we don't judge it. We can't give it a halacha separately from the milk in the pot. And therefore, it's still mekusher with the milk in the pot, or the cholent in the pot, and it's one unit of fleishiks. And since it's basically one unit of fleishiks, you can't aser the part of the fleishiks that's in the spoon without asering the part of the fleishiks that's in the pot. And therefore, it's mekusher. So when does the fleishiks in the spoon become basa b'chalav? When you take the spoon out. Now, the bliyas in the spoon are subject to whatever din they get, because they're not mekusher with what's in the pot. They're not connected with what's in the pot. And therefore, only when you take them out are they going to become basa b'chalav. Therefore, sticking back in now is a new problem. Okay? That's question number one. Okay. Now, question number two. Why only twice? What's what happens if you stick it in three times? Okay, this is we're gonna get into a little complicated territory now, in case it wasn't complicated yet. So l'chayra, you should say like this: you stuck it in once, the milk went out. You stuck it in twice, the basa b'chalav chalon came out. But there's still a little more basa b'chalav in the spoon, and more chalon's is gonna come in, and now you're gonna answer even more. And then when you take it out, now even that third kazayis of cholent that came into the spoon is now basa b'chalav. You stick it in, now even third kazayis of basa b'chalav that's coming out into the cholent. Okay? So, frekt the shach in Sifkat and Dalid, then why does the mechaber only say twice? Now you could say that's the case. Who said it's such a good diak? He said twice, because that's the case. I mean, in Echonami, 3 years also. He says, no, I think his kavanah is because the smak, who's the source of this halacha, said he didn't say the word twice. He said, if you stuck it in many times, you need 60 against each tchiva. But the mechaber changed the language. So the change of the language indicates that he's saying something specific. So why dafka twice? Okay? Yeah, that's what he says. Right, exactly. That's what he says. That's the shach says. So the shach says that it's totally machlokes, the smak and the mechaber are going to shitasam. But this is a very big chiddush here. Okay, let's speak it out. Let's speak it out. Remember, we learned that there's machlokes about Chanan over here. That right? We always said that if you have chazir that went into a potato, there's a machlokes. Well, let's go first. If you have milk that went into meat, so we say it's not that the milk is aser and the meat is aser. The whole unit becomes aser. That's what we call Chanan. Every part of the unit becomes aser. Chaticha atzer nas nevela, the whole thing becomes aser. But what's the source of that? Basa b'chalav. Why is it by basa b'chalav special? Because the mixture is what made it aser. The milk is mutter. The meat is mutter. It's the combination which creates the iser. Since the combination which creates the iser, every single part of the combination is a unit of iser. As opposed to if you have a piece of chazir that went into a potato, we're not going to say the potato become aser. Potato's fine. It has in it some bad flavor. So only the bad flavor is a problem. That's Chanan Bishari Surim. So the Ramah holds of that. He says the potato also becomes Aser. And the Mechaber argues. The Shulchan Aruch does not hold of that. Okay. I have a question. What happens if you have Basa B'chalav that went into a potato? What would you say there? Is that Chanan of Shari Surim? Or is that Chanan of Basa B'chalav? It's Basa B'chalav that went in. What? It's not. Oh. So it's not basa b'chalav because as far as its relationship with the potato, right? The point that why does the mechaber dafka say basa b'chalav? Because it's only the milk and the meat together creates the iser. But once you have a basa b'chalav unit here and it goes into a potato, nothing's happening into that potato more than if chazer went into the potato. The potato's not part of the mixture of the iser. So even though it's a shame basa b'chalav, don't get confused. Basa b'chalav going into a potato is still shari surim as far as the potato is concerned.
So chanan can only happen at shas maisa.
Correct. That's the mechaber's shita. So according to the mechaber, even though you have a piece of basa b'chalav, but if it goes into a potato, no, that's still chanan of shari surim. Okay, now we're going to extend it even further. Okay, that's the shita of the machaber. So there's no basa b'chalav, there's no chanan, so the potato is fine. It's just extract, all you have to do is extract the flavor of the basa b'chalav. And that's what we talked about. If you stick it in and you'll have 60 against the flavor, not 60 against the potato, it will be fine. Even though it's basa b'chalav. So now, massive chiddush now coming up. Okay? So in the Mechaber, we're all in agreement that if Chazir went into a potato, no Chanan, the potato's fine. If Basa B'chalav went into a potato, the potato's fine. What if Basa B'chalav went into Basar? You have this treif Basa B'chalav, and it was cooked into another piece of Basar. What's that?
Meaning, like, does the milk come out of the basa b'chalav and go into that?
Right. In other words, essentially, what I'm saying is, do you now say, well, one second, hold, right? Is that just chanan of shari surim? Because the basa b'chalav went into a potato or went into a piece of meat? Or no, I would have thought, not like that. I would have thought that now the chalav in there could create a new basa b'chalav on that meat.
Depends how much is meat.
You have enough.
You have enough in our case.
Make the combination again.
Don't have enough.
How do you know how much milk is still in the spoon? Let the milk in the spoon that asked the first tchiva, this, right?
You only half. So you're saying half of it went out, so now you don't need...
So I'll have enough to ask both.
Then you won't need shishim then.
I'll need 58 instead of 59. That was his question anyway. So the point is that I have enough in there to asr two tchivas worth of meat in there, right? So... So... That's on the same stuff over again. But here you're introducing new meat. You're introducing new meat into the mixture. So now I should really... So this is the chiddush. This is the shach says, this is called chanan of shari surim. And the prima gadim says, davar, he quotes the shach, he says a line on this, v'hine davar gadol dibar ha'adonzal. This is a davar gadol. This is a big chiddush what he's saying here. What he's saying is, and this takes the lumdus of chanan of basa b'chalav, and it's in the Sif Seidas Dalet over here. He has it underlined in that print. It's over there. So he's saying a chiddush, a massive chiddush in the lumdus of the mechaber. The mechaber again, he holds that the only time you make basa b'chalav that both parts become aser is when you're creating the iser. So if this milk was already aser, so by introducing new meat into the mixture, you're not creating any new iser on the milk because the milk was already aser. So therefore, since you're not creating a new iser with the milk, there's no new combination happening. Since there's no new shidduch happening that's creating an iser, you're just introducing a fartige iser into new meat. It's chanan of shari surim, and therefore we don't say chanan of shari surim. We don't say that that whatever new thing you're introducing becomes aser. So therefore, if you stick it in a third time, nothing changed. The little bit of milk of chalant, treif chalant that was there from the second time doesn't answer the new chalant that comes into the spoon the third time. So if you stick it in five times, nothing more changes.
Does this change the concept of ben yomla at all? How does
sound? It may be, but complicated. I don't want to get into that. We're assuming everything happened with it.
You
do, because everything needs to be within 24 hours of the original iser. But let's, whatever. There was a Rebbe Kivega on that last week. Everything here happened within 24 hours. The milk, the chalant, everything happened within 24 hours, even though we served chalant for like, you know, a full week. But Lemaisa, we're talking right now that happened for 24 hours.
Right, so
now,
if the taste can be more nullified as you dunk multiple times, you see that it doesn't, the pergam, is this avoiding?
Whoa, you're getting complicated. Let's just keep it simple.
The second key, the milk that's in the basa b'chalav.
Okay, so that's the Chavos Das's pshat. You're saying the Nesivus, you're saying the Chavos Das's pshat, we'll get to that. I was not going to get to it, but since I was already in it, we'll speak it out. Okay? But this is what he's saying. So the Prima Godim, based on this shach, I don't know if I lost everyone yet, but it's okay. We're trying to be mefalpel a little bit. The Prima Gadim says this is a clear point. The Prima Gadim says, according to the Shach, a massive halacha should come out that if you have basar trefa, if you have basar that's not kosher meat and you introduce it into chalav, you should not say chanan anymore, according to the Mechaber, because the meat was usher. You didn't need the combination to create the isser. Since the whole idea is that the milk and the meat both create the isser, so they're both usher.
So the separate isser possible chalav.
No.
There's a separate isser basa v'chol.
Right, but you don't need that isser basa v'chol to create that the milk is us, the meat is us anyway without it. So this combination is not creating a new isser on the meat. No, so he's saying, unbelievable, he's saying even though it's going to become basa v'chol v'gabi to aser b'hana, but you're not going to say chanan on it. Now, I don't know what that means exactly. Practically, he has a whole complicated case, what's the nafkamina. But you're not going to say chanan on it. Because, according to this, because when the combination is not what created, you know, as he's saying it, it's very literal. You have to take something which is mutter meat. You have to take mutter milk, put them together, create a new isser. Now you have chanan, and you say each part of the isser is usser. The whole combination, each part is usser. But when this is also by itself, and it didn't require to be introduced to the milk to create the isser, then the milk doesn't become part of the isser itself. Before. No, just not nevela or not like a different min. There's about basa b'chol is machlokes. No, dagum revolva and the Rambam, right? I'm saying, but he's going assuming that it is also bishul ba'ana.
When you talk about 60 times the volume of the spoon, don't you count on the spoon itself takes up some volume? You're assuming the whole spoon is one big
piece of milk. I don't know how to address that question. I mean, it's a good question. Well, right. I mean, we have no real way of evaluating it without that. So, therefore, we have to assume it's as porous as possibly could be.
You're assuming it's even less than, it's more porous than a sponge.
Right. It's a chumrah, basically, is what you're saying. It doesn't really, and the Chazal said, it happens to me, there's a machlokes, I didn't remember this, but I have written down in my Shulchan Aruch, between the machlokes, some say that's, the whole thing is a suffix. We're treating it like a suffix. It's not vadai. Some say no. Because we're not sure, we just have to treat it like for sure. Like vadai.
Can you say the Prima Gadim that was clear again?
Which one?
You just said that.
Oh, that basically, if you take this shach literally, that the only time you say chanan by basa b'chalav, according to the Mechaber, is when you introduce mutter milk and mutter meat, put them together, create a new iser, that creates a new iser, so now every part of it is usser. If the meat was usser before you introduced the milk, because it was chalav, it was basar of a trefa, then you would not say chanan on that. So it would come out that the milk doesn't really, the flavor of the meat that's introduced to the milk is not really usher, and therefore technically if you would be able to remove the meat out of the milk, it would be butter. Or let's say it would fall into min b'min or your milk.
Or you would not do that according to the ratio.
Right. Which ratio though? Of the meat. You could just move out to the meat shabai.
Right.
Right. Right, you'll be able to mivatal the meat shabai, and the nafkamina would be, let's say, fell into meat, and you can mivatal the meat with miminoi. Yeah. Okay. So that's some of the sir. I'm going to speak at the Chavis Dasl afterwards, whoever wants, because it's too complicated. Okay, for right now. Okay, so that is the first part of this sif. Barely. Okay, this is one shach so far. Okay, we did the shach dalet. Now, let's go to the next point of the Mechab. We still have two more things we have to cover today. So that's Pshat in the Ikra Halacha here. Then the Mechaber says, this is only true if you didn't know about it. But if you knew about it, then it's enough to have one times 60. Why? So this is a very sadistic thing. This is something that's a very fundamental concept in Basa B'chalav. When does the Bittul take place? Does the bit is the bittle like a metzias? It's a factual thing. It's a fact. It went in. It's bittle. Or is the bittle like a tool that the halacha utilizes to paskin the shayla? It's not a fact. It doesn't happen by itself. So the Gemara is saying here, the Shulchan Aruch, that the bittle of 60 is only triggered when the owner of the pot finds out about the shayla. When you find out about the shayla, now, oh, I have a suffix. I don't know what to do. Now there's a shayla. Oh, you know how to pass the shayla? Bittle. But until you found out about it, there's no bittle.
So did you have to bring like a carbon chatas if you didn't know?
Huh?
So you think you had to bring a carbon chatas if you didn't know?
If you didn't know?
It's like, because you're already buried. It wasn't bittle.
You're saying the bittle. I'm saying.
Yeah, you know, it sounds like Freya. Like then you have like a video camera of milk dripping in and then another drip. So, you know, if you found it afterwards, fine. That'll be a little note. Let's see a video camera evidence. And then you can
I don't think it matters. Video or not video. What's the difference?
Meaning, does the idea have to be between?
Yeah. That's the whole point. Now I know the everything. Yeah, I know everything. I remember now that the spoon was milchik. So I know about the two tchivas. What's the difference, video not video? I know about it. So he's saying is that therefore, if I didn't know about it and they both happen, so now it's like when I find out about it. Oh my gosh, there's two zaysim worth of isser in here. I have to mevatel both of them. But if I know about it, I know about the tchiva. Oh man, I took the milchik spoon. Shoots. What do I do? Okay, 60, you're good. The pot's kosher. 5 minutes later, take the same spoon, bam. Oh, I did it again. Right? Okay, no problem. It was already bottled. I was bottled again. It's kosher pot, and you have 60. So it's only when it's loy noida, because by loy noida, if you don't know about it, there's no bittle yet. So the bittle didn't trigger. So you have this milk floating around. It's not bottle yet. Now you introduce a basar b'chalav in there. Now there's all this insert floating around. It's not bottle. They get together and they create a problem in the pot. But if you mevatel one by finding out about the shayla, you introduce the bittle. Then that happens again. It becomes bottle again.
I thought ignorance is bliss here.
It's not in this case. What? Well, here, okay, so now there's a question. Let's talk about a question here. I'm going to throw out the question, then I'm going to say there are ma, and I'm going to say I want to answer for both, okay? There's a question here, which is, I think some of you are bothered, like Michael seems to be a little bothered, which is that, let's say this would happen by something else, okay? Let's say you have, let's say Yutaka had milk itself. Let's say it wasn't the same spoon, okay? Let's say you took a pot of chalent, you took one milk spoon, put it in, and then you find out, oh man, take the next spoon out, oh, that one's also milchik. Take a third spoon out, that's also milchik. You're going to tell me, oh, every time I have 60, it's good? No, eventually you taste the chalent, it tastes like milk in there. Right? So the halacha is that even though each one was bottled individually, but eventually they get together it's called choyzer v'neir. They wake up again and they become out of their dormant bittul state and they can become reawakened to create isser. So if you have, let's say, a pot and you have a drop of isser, oh, I know about it, bottle. Another drop of isser falls in. I know about it, bottle. Another drop. Eventually they get together and create a problem in the pot. So here...
Less of the... It's getting less bottle power, is what you're saying.
Well, there's more isser being introduced.
But I thought it just
because... As I'm saying, but there's a concept that you can't do that forever. Right? If you have a pot of vegetable soup, and you have this chazer juice falling in, drip, and you're watching it the whole time, and it's noise, I know about it. It's a chazer juice, so I'm watching it. I'm watching my pot. Okay, it's bottle. Next drop, bottle. I'm sitting there watching it the whole day. And then I taste the soup, it tastes like chazer. It's mutter? You don't know, because eventually, every drop, it's matzah minas mina v'neir. The chazer gets together with its buddy, with the next drop, and eventually, it reawakens the isser, and there's enough isser that there's no more 60 in the pot anymore. So why don't you say that here? So what? But there's new isser being introduced. So you should say Choyzer V'Neir. This is the Shach's question in Sif Katan Hey. Okay, fine. But we still say by Min B'Minoy also. Okay, so the Ikra Halacha is, you only say Choyzer V'Neir when you can taste the when you can taste it. Vegetable soup and this chazer juice is falling in. But let's say you have a meat pot, you know, cooking, and then you have treif meat falling in. So the more that falls in, you'll never be able to taste it because it's always bottled. The taste that's in there is anyway the taste of the pot. It's called min b'minoy, right? So technically, there's no din choyzer v'neir on that. But Chazal were goyzer, they made a gzera, min b'minoy, atu min m'shein b'minoy. Since if this would happen by something which is a different flavor, and we would asser the pot, if it's the same flavor, we also asser the pot. We don't make this type of distinction. Although the logic doesn't apply when it's the same flavor, but we say the same concept, okay? Now, but still, here it's min b'minoy, we should say choyzer v'neir. That's question number one. Question number two. Let's go to the Ramah, which is our halacha. We paskin like the Ramah. And the Taz says we paskin like the Ramah. Everyone says we paskin like the Ramah. So, the halacha, Dr. Ramah, v'yesh, oymrim desagi b'pam achas shishim, v'chein noyagim, neh. This whole halacha is not true. Stick in the spoon many times. You only need one time 60. Why does the Ramah argue? What's the issue of the Ramah's argument? Why doesn't he hold to this din? Everything we said is very logical. So he says. What?
The third time cannot be worse than the second
time. No, but he's arguing even on the second. Why can't he argue? Why? So the Shach says two points. He says, first of all, we don't necessarily say chanan on bleas inside a pot. Okay, but that's not really enough because we do say it. That was the whole tzadi base of, hey, 60 times 6. We do say it. So it's not enough. So the Vilna going here, and also in Tzadi Ches, says that a genius pshat over here. He says like this. Really, people were already asking this. Really, the second time that the flavor goes into the pot is really min b'minoy, because it's treif chalent going into kosher chalent, right? We paskin la halacha that the whole concept of 60 is only by something which is a conflicting flavor with the pot. So you have a vegetable soup and you introduce meat, treif meat. So 60, everyone says 60, 60. Oh, what, fill in 60, fine. It's only when you have a conflicting flavor. So you would be able to taste it. And Chazal say, with more than 60, you could taste it. But if it's not a conflicting flavor, it's the same flavor, it just happens to be usser. So you have a chicken soup cooking, and you introduce another piece of treif chicken. Technically, you don't need 60. As long as you have the majority is kosher, it's fine. Because anyway, you don't taste it, right? Right? Min b'minoy is bottle with roiv. You don't need 60. Because you don't taste it anyway. So why are we always busy with 60? It's a gzera. Because again, we don't want to make a distinction between min b'minoy and min b'shein amino. We don't want to make that distinction. It's too complicated for people. So we make just across the board rule, 60. But really, if you think about it, that's a derabanan. Because really, whenever it's min b'minoy, it's the same flavor. There's no reason to require 60. So says the Vilna Gaon, this case, the Chazal did not make that gzera. They did not make that extra gzera to aser min b'minoy that requires 60. Why? Why not? Because this case can never, by definition, be einoy minoy. The whole point of a gzera is, you make a gzera because if when I have a chicken soup, And if I have a vegetable soup and the treif chicken falls in, I need 60. So people get confused if I tell them, oh, but if that chicken fell into a chicken soup, you don't need 60. It's confusing. But the case of the spoon, the second time you dip it in, into that pot, is by definition always min b'minoy. Because why do you need more in the second tchiva? Because maybe whatever was in the pot went into the spoon and it's coming out again. So what went into the spoon? The same thing that's in the pot. So it's always going to taste the same. By definition, the second tchiva is always min b'minoy. So on that, we don't make a gzera, says the Goyin. Because there's no point in making the gzera there, because it's always min b'minoy. There's never min b'shein b'minoy on a second tchiva in the same pot. because the thing which is also in the spoon is the thing which came from the pot, and you're just putting it back into the pot. So it's always going to taste the same as the pot, so there's no reason to require 60 on the second chiva. That's the Ramaz Shita.
Magufa, we're worried that the chol imparted flavor to that chant, so it has a different mitzias now. So
Who said that basa b'chalav de kachalant is called min b'minay with kosher chalant? I think that's true. I think that is called minbimino. That's the whole sugya of kufches. That really basar is minbimino with basar, even after even after it's boilea tam chalav. So this is the goyin says. It's a great chap that the second chiv is always by definition minbimino. So based on that pshat in the Ramah, that's also pshat in the question that the Shach asks, which is why don't you say choyzer v'neir? By minbimino, same thing. We don't say choyzer v'neir because it's always minbimino. We don't say choyzer v'neir by minbimino. Okay. So let's just summarize. Bottom line is like this: when you stick something into the pot, we assume that most of the flavor went out. You need 60 times the volume of the spoon, which is not so clear why. You need 60 times the whole volume of the spoon in the pot. At the same time, Isser went from the pot into the spoon. When you take that spoon out, the Isser that went into that pot, into that spoon, now becomes Asr in the spoon. When you stick it back in, according to the Merachaber, you need another 60 times that. But according to the Ramah, since whatever went into the spoon is whatever existing in the pot, when you stick it back in, you don't need a new 60 on that. It's enough to have Roiv, and you'll be okay with that. And therefore, it's bottle. So, if it would be, and if this happened by loinoida, now I think it could happen, because if you don't remember that the spoon is milchik and you're using it to stir, very often you stick it in twice, right?
So yeah, it's probably the kosher spoon. I do it all the time. I always do it once, do it twice,
right?
Three times.
If you're doing it once, you know, you're getting, your curiosity is getting the best of you, so then you're going to do it multiple times. It's the bottom line. So, okay, so that's a Gvaldik Siv has a lot of Yisoidis over here. And okay, fine. I'm going to continue next time. Because it's